Fine shot. Wasn't it, Reek?
Fine shot, Master. You made it.
My Lord. It hurts. Please.
Don't cry. It will be over soon.
She thinks she's pretty. Let me put on her face.
We have to reward the hounds now. They did all the hard work.
Why? I did what else?
But you made Miranda feel jealous.
Really jealous of her?
My Lord, please.
You can see that your presence has become a bit of a problem.
I'm pretty now.
Your new hand is nicer than the old one. Wouldn't you agree, Pod?
Is it solid gold?
Gilded steel. Not eating. Why is no one eating? My wife wastes away. My brother starves himself.
I'm not hungry.
You lost a hand, not a stomach. Try the ball. Cersei can't get enough of it since one killed Robert for her. A toast. To the proud Lannister children. The dwarf, the cripple, and the mother of madness.
I'll clean it.
No, I'll do it. Leave us.
It's only wine. I can't fight anymore. What about your left?
I can hold a sword. All my instincts are wrong. How can I protect the king? I can hardly bite my own ass.
You're the Lord Commander now. Come on. Let others do the fighting. When was the last time Father used a sword?
I'm not Father. I'm the Kingslayer. When people find out I can't slay a pigeon.
Train then. Learn to fight with your other hand.
With whom? You? Men talk. As soon as someone discovers I can't fight, he'll tell everyone.
You need a proper, discreet swordsman. As it happens, I have just the one.
My brother tells me to keep your mouth shut. Unusual talent for sellsword. He tells me you shipped old, just like your father. Is this place safe?
There's this knight, Laygood. Got thunderbolts on his shield?
No.
Right here is where I fuck his wife. She's a screamer, that one. If they don't hear her, they won't hear us. I've never seen Valyrian steel before. She's a beauty. Problem is, if you fight with an edge blade, I'll have to. And if I fight with an edge blade, I'll have no one left to pay me.
I'm used to sparring sword since I was nine.
Ah. Bold warrior you are, attacking a man when his guard's down.
Best time to attack a man. Mind yourself.
I still have my right hand.
Plan on growing it back.
Father, welcome home.
Waldo, this is Ramsay Snow, my bastard.
A pleasure, Mother.
Hello.
See that the horses are fed, watered, and rubbed down. Take Lady Waldo to her chambers.
This way, milady.
Where is your prize?
With the hounds.
I'll have a look at him.
I hear you took a hand from the Kingslayer.
Word travels. How he screamed. You would have loved it.
Father?
What did you do to him?
I trained him. He was a slow learner, but he learned.
You flayed him.
Peeled a few bits. Removed a few others.
This was Balin Greyjoy's son and heir.
We've been flaying our enemies for 1,000 years. The flayed man is on our banners.
My banners, not yours. You're not a Bolton, you're a Snow. Tywin Lannister has given me the North, but he won't lift a finger to help me take it. As long as the Ironborn hold Mord Caelan, our armies are trapped south of the Neck. Theon was a valuable hostage, not your plaything. I wanted to trade him for Mord Caelan.
I already asked. Lord Greyjoy refused. Savages have...
You sent terms to Balin Greyjoy without my consent.
You made me acting Lord of the Dreadfort. I acted.
I had to smuggle myself into my own lands, thanks to the Greyjoys. I needed Theon. I needed him whole.
Theon was our enemy. But Rake... Rake will never betray us.
I place far too much trust in you.
Rake? How could you let me stand before my father unshaven? It's disrespectful.
Sorry, my lord.
Give him the razor. I'm not a Bolton, father. What does it matter? Go on, Reef. A nice, close shave. Reef. Tell father. Where are Bran and Rickon Stark?
I don't know, my lord.
You murdered them. And display their corpses at Winterfell.
Wait. Did you murder the Stark boy?
No, my lord. It's 2 farm boys.
And crisped them so no one would know.
Yes, my lord.
The Starks have always ruled the North. If Bran and Rickon are alive, the country will rally to their side. Now that Robb Stark is gone. Oh, that's right, Rick. Robb Stark is dead. Sorry. I know he's like a brother to you, but my father put a knife through his heart. How do you feel about that?
You ready for a hunt?
Always.
Find those boys and I'll give you 1,000 acres and a holdfast.
Your pet rat have any thoughts on which way they went after Winterfell? Jon Snow's at Castle Black.
Who the fuck's Jon Snow?
Their bastard brother. He could be sheltering them. He may know where they are.
Even if he doesn't, he's half Stark himself. Could be a threat.
You want to prove yourself a Bolton? Gather whatever men you can and ride for Moat Cailin. Bring this creature of yours. Maybe he'll be of some use. Take the moat for the family. For our family. And I'll reconsider your position. Lord Varys, breakfasting with the king?
I'm afraid foreigners aren't welcome at such exclusive affairs.
Oh, to be foreign.
Che has been noticed. Sansa's maid saw you with her. She already told your sister. It's only a matter of time before your father hears.
So I'm guilty of being seen with my own wife's handmaiden. My father will ask you if there's anything more, and you'll tell him some clever lie.
No, I will not. How long do you imagine your father and sister would let me live if they suspected me of lying? I have no pet sellsword to protect me, no legendary brother to avenge me. Only little birds who whisper in my ear.
Forgive me if I don't weep for you.
No one weeps for spiders or whores. I have friends across the sea who could help her.
She won't leave. I've told him this is a dangerous place so many times she no longer believes it.
Your father has promised to hang the next whore he finds you with. Have you ever known your father to make an idle threat?
From House Tyrell and the people of the Reach, Your Grace, it is my honor to present you with this wedding cup. May you and my daughter Marjorie drink deep and live long.
A handsome goblet, my lord. Or shall I call you father?
I should be honored, Your Grace.
She's the whore I told you about, dark hair.
Have I brought to the Tower of her home before the wedding?
Book?
The Lives of Four Kings, Grandmaster Keith's History of the Reigns of Beren the Young Dragon, Baelor the Blessed, Aegon the Unworthy, and Beren the Good. A book every king should read.
Now that the war is won, we should all find time for wisdom. Thank you, Uncle.
One of only two Valyrian steel swords in the capital, Your Grace. Freshly forged in your honor.
Careful, Your Grace. Nothing cuts like Valyrian steel.
So they say. Such a great sword should have a name. What shall I call her?
Stormbringer!
Feminist! Widow's Wail!
Wolfsbane! Widow's Wail, I like that. Every time I use it, it'll be like cutting off Ned Stark's head all over again.
Don't.
You want me on the desk? What's wrong, my lion?
Don't call me that.
What should I call you?
I'm afraid our friendship can't continue.
Our friendship?
There's a ship waiting in the harbor bound for Pentos.
What?
You'll have your own cabin, of course. And across the narrow sea, a house. Servants.
What is this?
Married man.
My wife has suffered a great deal, as you well know. I don't want her to suffer any more on my account. I need to uphold my vows.
She doesn't want you. You don't want her.
I need to do right by her, by our children.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid.
You are. You are afraid of your father and your sister. You're going to run from them all your life.
I'm not afraid of them. I'm not going to run from them.
We'll fight them together. It's like you said. I am yours and you're mine.
You're a whore! Sansa is fit to bear my children, and you are not. I can't be in love with a whore. I can't have children with a whore. How many men have you been with? 500? 5,000?
How many whores have you been with?
I've enjoyed my time with all of them, and I have enjoyed my time with you most of all. But now that time is over. You'll have a comfortable life in Pentos. Bronn will escort you to your ship.
Fathers and their fathers before him. They were the gods of your fathers, too.
I ordered him to tear down his idols. He disobeyed.
How many ships did he bring to your course? How many men?
A good deal more than you.
Did you see, Sir Davos? They're with our lord now. Their sins all burnt away. Did you see?
Sure, they're more than grateful, my queen.
Off.
The larders are almost empty.
Sir Fisher, we're on an island.
You hate fish.
I hate a good many things, but I suffer them all the same.
When storms entered under siege and I was starving, Stannis boiled soup for me from books. Binding glue is made from horses. One morning, he shot 2 seagulls on the beach. I've never tasted anything as good as grilled seagull. Do you remember?
Of course I remember.
Have you ever known true hunger, my lady? That's all I knew when I was a child. Until you found the Lord of Light. Until he found me. I fear for our daughter's soul. Every mother should fear for her child's soul. She's a stubborn little beast.
She's a child.
You barely know her. You think she's sweet because she smiles when you visit. She's sullen and stubborn and sinful. Why else would the Lord of Life have seen fit to mark her face? She needs the rod.
She's my daughter. You will not strike her.
As you command. Perhaps the Lady Melisandre could speak with her.
Come in. Are you sleeping, Princess?
Did you watch the ceremony on the beach?
I heard it.
And it frightened you?
Sir Axel was my uncle. He was always kind to me.
They're in a better place now, Princess. The fire cleansed them of the sins of the world.
But they screamed.
Women scream when they give birth. Afterwards, they are filled with joy.
Afterward, they aren't ash and bone.
You have so many questions, don't you? So did I when I was a child. But I was much like you. Only it wasn't a princess.
And you didn't have this?
No. But I suffered another way, sweet girl, believe me. What do you know of the gods?
I read the seven-pointed star.
Lies and fables. Septons speak of seven gods. There are but two. A god of light and love and joy, and a god of darkness, evil and fear, eternally at war.
Then there are no seven heavens, and no seven hells.
There's only one hell, Princess. The one we live in now.
Wake me. You've been gone for hours.
I was hungry.
We're all hungry.
I was just eating.
Summer was eating. Your body can't live on the food your wolf consumes. Spending too much time in Summer's skin is dangerous. You might have died, wolf, Ram. Must be glorious, though. To run, to leap, to hunt. Behold, then it's tempting. But if you're trapped in summer for too long, you'll forget what it was to be human.
You'd forget us, Bran. You'd forget your mother and father. You'd forget your brothers and sisters. You'd forget Winterfell. You'd forget you. And if we lose you, we lose everything.
To the tree.
I know where we have to go.
Known that Marjorie of House Tyrell and Joffrey of the Houses Lannister and Baratheon are one heart, one flesh, one soul. Cursed be he who would seek to tear them asunder.
With this kiss, I pledge my love.
Bit much, wouldn't you say?
It feels proportionate.
Proportionate to what?
The expected extravagance.
People who spend their money on this sort of nonsense tend not to have it for long.
You ought to try enjoying something before you die. You might find it suits you. Not now, Mace. Lord Tywin and I are speaking. Anyway, I don't know what you're complaining about. I'm paying my share.
You wish the golden roses and half the meat pies to commemorate your generosity?
No. Your heartfelt thank you is its own reward. I would imagine I'd be hearing it again before long. Wars are rather expensive. The Iron Bank will have its due. How they love to remind everyone. Almost as much as you Lannisters with your deaths.
I'm not worried about the Iron Bank.
We both know you're smarter than that. Come, Tywin, let us celebrate young love.
All taken care of.
You saw her board the ship?
Aye, she's on it.
And you saw the ship sail away?
No one knows she's there but you, me, and Varys.
How do you know?
Because if someone follows me without an invitation, I'm the last person they ever follow.
Is someone following me?
She's gone. I know you don't want to believe it, but she is. Now, go drink until it feels right you did the right thing.
Hello. Hello. Love you.
You look exquisite, child. The wind has been at you, though. I haven't had the opportunity to tell you how sorry I was to hear about your brother. War is war, but killing a man at a wedding. Horrid. What sort of monster would do such a thing? As if men need more reasons to fear marriage.
My lady.
Lord Tyrion, you see, not as bad as all that. Perhaps if your pauper husband were to sell his mule and his last pair of shoes, he might be able to afford to bring you to Highgarden for a visit. Now that peace has come and all is right with the world, it would do you good to see some of it. You must excuse me, it's time I ate some of this food I've paid for.
Very good, very good. Off you go.
See?
Everyone! The Queen would like to say a few words.
We are so fortunate to enjoy this marvellous food and drink. Not all among us are so lucky. To thank the gods for bringing the recent war to a just end, King Joffrey has decreed that the leftovers from our feast be given to the poorest in his city.
You're an example to us all.
Jamie, I'm very sorry. Sir Lawrence is quite all right. Your sister looks very beautiful.
As does yours.
So, you looking forward to your wedding?
Yes, very much.
Our fathers are both rather keen on the prospect.
They certainly are.
Perhaps they should get married. If you were to marry her, she'd murder you in your sleep. If you somehow managed to put a child in her first, she'd murder him too, long before he drew his first breath. Luckily for you, none of this will happen, because you'll never marry her.
And neither will you.
Your Grace, my King, Queen.
Lady Brienne. So good of you to come.
I'm your lady, Your Grace.
Didn't you just bow?
Apologies, Your Grace. I never did master the curtsy.
You're the one who put a sword through Renny Baratheon.
That's not true, my love. Brienne had nothing to do with it.
Shame. I'd knife the man that put an end to that deviant's life.
I just wanted to congratulate you both and wish you good fortune. The country has been at war too long. I hope your reign is long and peaceful.
Yes.
Thank you. I hope we see more of you.
Lady Brienne. You're Lord Selwyn's daughter. That makes you a lady whether you want to be or not.
Yes, sir, Your Grace.
I owe you my gratitude. You returned my brother safely to King's Landing.
In truth, he rescued me, Your Grace. More than once.
Did he? I haven't heard that story before.
Not such a fascinating story, I'm afraid.
I'm sure you have many fascinating stories. Sworn to Renly Baratheon, sworn to Catelyn Stark, and now my brother. Must be exciting to flit from one camp to the next, serving whichever lord or lady you fancy.
I don't serve your brother, Your Grace.
But you love him.
Your Grace.
No, no, no. Come to my chambers and I will examine you personally.
She'll do no such thing.
Ah, Your Grace. Yes, well, this young lady sought my advice.
She's
on
the Kyburn. Quite good.
Kyburn? Deplorable man. Brought shame on the citadel with his repugnant experiments.
More repugnant than your gnarled fingers on that girl's thighs.
Your Grace, I am a man of learning.
My little brother had you sent to the black cells when you annoyed him. What do you think I could do to you if you annoyed me?
I never meant to annoy anyone.
But you are. You annoy me right now. Every breath you draw in my presence annoys me. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave my presence. Leave this wedding right now. Go to the kitchens and instruct them that all the leftovers from the feast will be brought to the kennels.
Your Grace, a queen, Marjorie...
The queen telling you the leftovers will feed the dogs. Who you will.
Thank you.
up my fool's hat off.
You're in rather a good mood.
But I am.
Won't ask why.
Small pleasures.
Your Grace, Lord Tywin.
Prince Oberyn.
I don't believe you have met Eladia. This is the Lord Hand, Tywin Lannister, and Cersei Lannister, the Queen Regent. I suppose it is former Queen Regent now. Lord Hand, Lady Cersei, Eladia Sun.
My lord, my lady.
Charm.
Not say I've ever met a Sand before.
We are everywhere in Dorne. I have 10,000 brothers and sisters.
Bastards are born of passion, aren't they? We don't despise them in Dorne.
No, how tolerant of you.
I expect it is a relief, Lady Cersei. Giving up your regal responsibilities. Wearing the crown for so many years must have left your neck a bit crooked.
Suppose you'll never know, Prince Oberyn. It's a shame your older brother couldn't attend the wedding.
Please give him our regards. With any luck, the gout will abate with time and he'll be able to walk again.
They call it the rich man's disease. A wonder you don't have it.
Noblemen in my part of the country don't enjoy the same lifestyle as our counterparts in Dorne.
People everywhere have their differences. In some places, the highborn frown upon those of low birth. In other places, the rape and murder of women and children is considered distasteful. What a fortunate thing for you, former Queen Regent, that your daughter Myrcella has been sent to live in the latter sort of place.
Everyone, silence! Clear the floor! There's been too much amusement here today. A royal wedding is not an amusement. A royal wedding is history. Time has come for all of us to contemplate our history. My lords, my ladies, I give you King Joffrey, Renly, Stannis, Robb Stark, Balon Greyjoy, the War of the Five Kings! Let the war begin!
Renly, you're our king!
Away, degenerates! Away, away!
Careful!
You're
my prince!
What is this? Hold up!
Thank you.
Well fought. Here you are. Champion's purse. Though, you're not the champion yet, are you? A true champion defeats all their challengers. Surely there are others out there who still dare to challenge my reign? Uncle, how about you? I'm sure they have a spare costume.
One taste of combat was enough for me, Your Grace. I would like to keep what remains of my faith. I think you should fight him. This was but a poor imitation of your own bravery on the field of battle. I speak as a first-hand witness. Climb down from the high table with your new Valerian sword and show everyone how a true king wins his throne. Be careful, though. This one is clearly mad with lust. It would be a tragedy for the king to lose his virtue hours before his wedding night. Fine vintage. Shame that it spilled.
Did not spill.
My love, come back to me. It's time for my father's toast.
Well, how does he expect me to toast without wine? Uncle, you can be my cupbearer, seeing as you're too cowardly to fight.
Your Grace does me a great honor.
It's not meant as an honor. What good is an empty cup? Fill it. Kneel. Kneel before your king. Kneel. I said, kneel!
Look, the pie!
Where are you going? In my cup there, remember?
I thought I might change out of these wet clothes, Your Grace.
No. You're perfect the way you are. Serve me my wine.
Oh,
high up, this pie is dry. Good. Knees washing down.
If it please your grace, Lady Sansa, it's no. Very tired.
No, the wait here.
Your grace.
There's nothing.
He's choking!
Answer, poor boy!
Idiots, help your king!
Wait! Geoffrey!
Geoffrey!
Come with me now.
Geoffrey!
If you want to leave, you have to leave.
Geoffrey!
Now the rains we bore.